FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The directive to schools on food quality monitoring is critical to curbing poisoning cases. That's the belief of the KZN Parents Association. It's been commenting on the provincial department's guidelines to schools in the wake of disturbing incidents of food-related illnesses. Education has ordered principals and governing bodies to monitor and inspect the purchasing and handling of food sold by vendors on the premises and outside school gates. The association's V. Ghani says it's necessary.
Any attempt to enhance the safety of our children, to protect our children, must be welcomed. And I think this is a good circular because it places some responsibility on the principal and those governing bodies.
On Wednesday, seven learners fell ill in Mthwalume after buying chips from a local spaza shop. Officials say 37 learners needed treatment in Zululand, apparently after drinking Kool-Aid. Ghani says the guidelines place more responsibility on school management.
They should be doing that. I'll give you a typical example. If a vendor inside a tuck shop vendor is selling chips and frying hot chips, you don't know how many times they've used that oil. In essence, this is a circular to ensure that there's some accountability and monitoring going on.
Transport MEC Sibonise Duma says long-distance taxi operators have committed to addressing their grievances through open dialogue. He's met with the owners of the Durban Long Distance Association after some members staged protest action on key routes, disrupting traffic on Wednesday. They voiced frustrations over delays in receiving operating licenses, as well as the police's Operation Shanela. Duma wrapped up a meeting with the disgruntled group last night.
We've agreed that from now onwards, we're just going to talk, open negotiations. They must just come to the department and fetch their permits. In the process, in the meantime, let us ensure that whatever disadvantages, whatever disagreements, whatever challenges, we are just always going to assemble each other and talk on the table openly.
And the search for bodies in stranded vehicles and buildings is continuing in the eastern region of Spain after flash floods wiped through towns, killing more than 150 people. The Spanish army is being called in to help affected areas in Valencia, which has been declared a danger zone. This man moved to an area outside the region over a decade ago. He says locals are in a state of shock.
There's a sense of desperation, there's a sense of devastation, and there's this huge sense of helplessness for people like us. We want to try to go out and help, but we know that we're probably, in some ways, we're actually going to be causing more problems.
More torrential rain is expected over the coming days. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Proteas, they've thrashed Bangladesh by an innings and 273 runs to get that 2-0 series victory. The SPAR Proteas claim a comfortable win against Malawi, and Sporting Lisbon manager Ruben Amorim says no deal has been made between him and Man United.